Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The word opus has several meanings. In Latin, it simply means work. In music, it refers to a single composition which has been given a number, usually indicating its publication order. On Harmonia this week, we'll look at the opus fives from various composers from the 17th and 18th centuries. Partial support for this edition of Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music, with subscriptions available on the web at goldbergweb.com.
Thank you.
If I asked you to guess the piece you just heard, you might recognize it as a work by Arcangelo Corelli, the famed Italian Baroque violinist and composer. Your answer would be both right and wrong. In fact, it's by Francesco Gemignani, a student of Corelli's, who took his teacher's violin sonatas, Opus 5, and arranged them for string orchestra. Although Corelli's sonatas are perhaps the most famous publication with the designation Opus 5, they're not alone, as we'll find out. Of the thousands upon thousands of pieces composed in the Baroque period, relatively few can be called hits. And those that can would likely have had two undeniable characteristics. One, they were composed by an Italian, and two, they were published, and as a result, widely circulated. Near the top of the list of hits, you might find Corelli's Opus 5 violin sonatas, a very influential set of pieces. Yet his Opus 5 wasn't the only one with that publication number. There were others, like Pietro Antonio Locatelli. We heard the first and last movements from Locatelli's Trio Sonata Opus 5, No. 2 in E minor, performed by members of the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra. Jean-Marie Leclerc was a French virtuoso violinist so enamored of the Italian style that he composed numerous sonatas and concertos. Once described as the French Corelli, his Opus 5 is the third of four books of sonatas for violin and basso continuo. You'll hear Leclerc's Violin Sonata No. 6, Opus 5, entitled Tombeau de Leclerc. It's performed by Elizabeth Walfish, violin, Richard Tunnicliffe, cello, and Paul Nicholson, harpsichord. Violinist Elizabeth Walfish, cellist Richard Tunnicliffe, and harpsichordist Paul Nicholson perform Sonata No. 6 from Book 3, Opus 5, Tombeau de Leclerc by Jean-Marie Leclerc. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani.
Thank you.
On Harmonia this week, we're looking at Baroque composers and their Opus 5 compositions. Barbara Strozzi was a composer of unusually beautiful works for the voice. Having composed many secular songs, she turned to the sacred in her Opus 5, published in 1655. Entitled Sacri Musicali Affetti, it would turn out, with one minor exception, to be her only collection of sacred pieces. We heard Barbara Strozzi's motet O Maria from her Opus 5 set of sacred songs, sung and played there by Maria Cristina Kier and Concerto Suave from a CD called Sacri Musicali Affetti. Another composer of note from the middle of the 17th century is Marco Uccellini. Published in 1649, his Opus 5 is an excellent example of music for violin and basso continuo composed in the popular Stilus Fantasticus, or fantastic style. These sonatas in particular represent the pinnacle of virtuoso writing before that of his German counterparts J. H. Schmelzer and Bieber. You'll hear the ensemble Romanesca perform Uccellini's Sonata 12, Opus 5. It's performed by Andrew Manzi, violin, and Nigel North, theorbo. Romanesca performed Sonata No. 12, Opus 5, by Marco Uccellini. This is Harmonia, and this week we've been exploring the Opus 5s of a number of different composers. So far we've heard pieces primarily for small ensemble. Now let's turn to the orchestral repertoire, and in particular, the Concerto Grosso. Willem de Fesch was a Dutchman whose abilities as a composer and violinist led him to settle in London. There he achieved the position of first violin in Handel's orchestra. A respected composer, his works are mainly influenced by Vivaldi. His Concerti Grossi, Opus 5, are atypical in that he prominently displays a pair of transverse flutes.
Thank you.
That was Willem de Fesch's Concerto Grosso No. 4 in D Major, Opus 5, performed by Musica Ad Rhenum, directed by Jed Wentz. Evaristo Felice Dall'Abaco was, like de Fesch, a composer and violinist. An Italian by birth, his compositions reflect a more eclectic mix of styles, usually dictated by his employer's musical tastes. His Opus 5 set of Concerti Grossi is an ingenious blend of styles, both French and Italian. You'll hear the last three movements, Chacona, Rondo, and Allegro, from Dall'Abaco's Concerto Grosso No. 6 in D major, performed by Concerto Köln.
Yeah.
Chacona, Rondo, and Allegro, three movements from the Concerto Grosso No. 6 in D major by Evaristo Dall'Abaco, played by Concerto Cron. Our new release this week features music of Georg Philipp Telemann. His overture in C major for orchestra, entitled Hamburger Ebbe und Flut, is performed by the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin and directed by Georg Kalweit. We'll hear two movements, A Lurée, Neptune in Love, and Gavotte, Naiads at Play. From a CD on the Harmonia Mundi label called Suites and Concertos, we heard recorder player Maurice Steger and the Akademie für Alte Musik Berlin performing two movements from the overture in C major, Hamburger Ebbe und Flut, by Georg Philipp Telemann. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Support for Harmonia comes from Goldberg Magazine, an international magazine of early music. Information on the web at goldbergweb.com. Additional technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.